Welcome back. How you doing? How's it been? Well, here we are. Another day, another episode. You know, it's funny because throughout my days, I like have so much shit that comes and pops in my brain, and I'm like, boom, oh my God, that's such a good episode. I need to talk about that. And then, you know, as time goes on, I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know if that's hitting the same. I don't know if that's hitting the same. So I want to talk about something that's pretty fresh in my brain, something that I feel like I've been thinking a lot about. And this episode is probably going to be specifically geared towards women. Not that I feel like there's a ton of men that listen to this anyways, but if there is, we're going to just preface this by saying that obviously you may not be able to relate to this on a level that I can or women can. And so recently I started going to therapy again. And I mean, by recently, I mean, I've literally had one session. But that's just because that was just how it worked out. But, you know, I'm very pro-therapy. I'm very, I think it's a wonderful, life-changing practice that just really helps transform people's lives. And I'm a big believer that everybody at some point should go to therapy, whether you think you have trauma or not, whether you think you have issues or not. If you think you have no issues, that's probably, you probably need therapy the most. Okay. Love you, but that's just the case. I'm just going to be real. Okay. But, I started going to therapy and I decided to challenge myself. And with that, I mean, I decided to go see a man therapist. That was hard. That was actually hard for me to do. Now, I have been hurt by men a lot in my life, and not in such like a romantic relationship ways, just, you know, yes, definitely. I don't even know why I'm saying that. Definitely. And relationship wise, but I just mean, I'm not somebody who's had like a ton of, you know, I don't have a long list of relationships of men who have just wronged me, like in a, an intimate relationship. I have, of course, my long-term relationship before my current relationship right now. And yes, there was a ton of trauma with that. But I mean, like, more in my family, more in my friends, more in people who I thought were my friends. If you've listened to old episodes, if you know, you know. And I am a very, I feel like I struggle with my relationship with men because I actually truly do like men. Like, I think, like, truly my personality, just as far as like men being more, like men being more okay to kind of be like, show up as themselves. I feel like I've resonated with that. And not that I don't think women do that. I think that women have a harder time being accepted to show up as themselves. So they hide that part of them more versus, you know, I'm not afraid of men in that way of like, you know, I feel like I don't know, our personalities vibe in that way. I feel like I've always been told I have a very manly demeanor because I show up with a lot of confidence. I'm very like, you know, boom, I'm here. And again, not that all men are like that, but it's a lot more okay for them to be like that versus I have been a lot felt made to feel like too aggressive, a bitch, you know, unlikable, whatever, whatever you want to label it. I don't care. But, outside of just the personality wise, like I do. Men interest me in the way that I'm always just curious about them. Like I truly am sometimes curious. Sometimes when I look at all the evil in the world and I look at all the bad things that happen to people at the hands of men. And again, not that men are the only ones doing bad things, but if you cannot fucking see the difference and you can't realize that there's a big discrepancy between the crimes that men commit and the crimes that women commit, then I don't know how to fucking help you. But when I look around and I see all the evil that is being done at the hands of men, it just fucking blows me away. And it makes me like, I have such a big heart for that. So it makes me untrusting of all men, even if the experience wasn't personal to me. And so, you know, I've never wanted male doctors. I've never wanted, you know, male therapists. I've never wanted male teachers. Like, I just didn't, like, that was not, like, I feel like in my mind, just no thank you. You know, I just think no thank you. And I have a really hard time with that. Like, truly, I do. Like, my daughter knows, like, the rules in our house is You know, if a kid's house she wants to go to, if they have a dad and they have a brother, boom, you're not going there. I'm sorry. Like, you might go there for a couple hours, but you're certainly not staying there. And, you know, I sometimes struggle because I'm like, God, I don't want to, like, give my daughter a complex about men, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the truth be told, I think as all women, we have a struggle with men. We have a struggle with trusting men. And as we should, I mean, as history would show us, women have been harmed a lot at the hands of men, you know, emotionally, physically, sexually, my God, sexually, you know, and so I've always felt like men can, like, there's just a certain level where I just don't understand them. And that's why they interest me, because I'm like, I want to understand how men can do what they do and how they can harm people, and not just women. They can harm children. They can harm their families. They can harm their strangers. Like, why and how and what? And I mean, I think that's always going to be a lifelong mystery. You know, that's like just trying to understand people in general. Like, nobody really understands how human beings work and how we operate, but man, wouldn't it be nice. But you know what? I decided when I was getting back into therapy, I'm going to challenge myself and I'm going to go see a man, because you know what? What if there is a man that can give me some kind of perspective, maybe the respect I have for men would go up, you know? And again, like, there's two parts of me who I have a high level of respect for certain men. If I can read off the bat, you're a shitty man, or you're an abusive man, or you're a man who's got a weird chip on his shoulder, like, don't fucking like you, don't trust you, and you'll know it. But there are certain men who I have a lot of respect for, almost too much respect for, to where I feel like I make myself seem smaller in their presence. And I don't really want that either. You know, like, my specific man, my sweetie pie honey bun, my lover boy, my Ryan, okay, I love him to death. And he is one of the men that I look around and I almost am like, are you real? Are you fucking for real? Like, are you thinking all these thoughts that these other pieces of shit men are thinking? Are you? And again, you can only know somebody so deep. So in my mind, and what I've been shown the last 7 years, is that he is a lot different of my experience of other men. And I think even his friends, like, I know a lot of his friends and I look around at them and I'm like, yeah, you guys are pretty decent guys. And it's almost sometimes weird to me. I'm like, how can there be a friend group here where all of you guys are decent guys? But you know, that is the case. And that's why I'm like, God, I got a fucking complex and I need to fucking work through it. So I'm going to see a man. So I had my first session with him and, weirdly enough, I felt a little more relaxed when I saw that he was an Asian man. Strictly because, I don't know, there was almost like some kind of like I don't know the right word I'm trying to look at. But, you know, I just think I knew that if I was to walk in and if it was to have been like, you know, a white man, and not just any white man, but I think like a certain type, I would have been like immediately like, guards up, I don't trust this guy. But something about him being, you know, a minority as well, made me kind of like look at him and think, okay, well, we're a little bit on the same playing field, you know, and he was a lot older too. He was an older man. And obviously, like I said, I've had one session with the guy, so it's hard to say if I learned anything or if I got anything. I just feel like, I don't know. I know I'm not alone in this, but it's like, it feels, even with my great, wonderful guy that I have, I can tell sometimes that like, there is just a certain level of empathy that men, I think, just in general struggle to have with and for women. And so, you know, and again, it's like, there's been times where Ryan and I have like straight up gotten into arguments about that. And not that he was like being intentional critical. Again, I think I'm very sensitive to it, but there's been times where if he's not on his knees, you know, if he's not like showing a lot of empathy and compassion that I am for the same situation, if I hear a tremendous or like awful, not tremendous, if I hear an awful, like, story about something that happened to a woman, if he's not like pissed off, angry, then I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? And again, it's like, it's definitely more of a me issue than he issue. But I feel like with that, in that regard, I feel like that is just how all men look. Like, they seem to struggle to have empathy for women. And, you know, I think a lot of that is learned. I think a lot of that is conditioned. I think it's a lot in our culture. And then I think it definitely doesn't help when we have women that are also along there, like, invalidating everything about a woman's experience, saying, well, I've never had that bad of experience with a man, and I love men, and men are treated unfairly. I literally had to delete a girl from my Facebook the other day. I don't honestly even know why I had her in my Facebook. She had been posting, like, the worst of the worst of the worst things for years. And again, if you know anything about me, like, I don't give a shit what people post. I've said that many times. I really don't care. Like, even if I see things that are annoying or piss me off, like, I don't really care. Like, it doesn't, like, it's like, whatever, that's your shit, that's your thing. But this girl was, like, the most, just, like, pick me of the pick me of the pick me types. And, like, I just couldn't take it anymore. Just because I could just tell. I'm like, girl, like, I don't even like that term pick me. Like, truly, I don't, because I think people use it too much. But, like, I was just like, my God, girly pop, you've been posting this shit for 10 years. Like, she was just, like, literally, I think the last thing she said was, like, I don't know why women, I don't fucking remember what she said. It was something really stupid, but it was just basically like, I feel bad for men, and like, men deserve more empathy and society, and men. And it was just something that was like, and not that she's wrong for feeling that way. Like, sure, as women, we should feel sorry for, not feel sorry for them, but like, we should all, just as human beings, I don't care if you're a man or a woman or you're anything in between, we should all just have a certain level of humanity for each other. There should be a certain level of empathy. And so therefore, when I say I have a distrust of men, it's like, I still have empathy for you though. Like, even the men that have hurt me, every man that has ever hurt me, I could tell you something about them that I feel sorry for them about. And it's not just because I'm a woman, I'm a people pleaser, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it has nothing to do with that. It's just like, I see people as people. But sometimes people just take it too far, and I'm like, girl, get a fucking grip. I'm sorry, and I know that's not very like pro-woman of me, but I don't care. Just because I love women does not mean I love and support all fucking women. I know that there's women who obviously are very brainwashed in their thinking, or maybe they're thinking weird ways for certain reasons, or maybe that's just how they think. And if that's the case, then whatever, it's not my fucking business. But I lost my track of thought because I was going with that about that girl. Anyways, that was it. I just literally had to delete that girl from Facebook because I just couldn't take everything she was saying. And I was just like, honey, you've been single for 10 years. Clearly, your way of thinking maybe ain't helping you. I think if anything, it's letting men know that they can take advantage of you more, in my opinion. But anyways, I started seeing this male therapist. I thought it would help. I'm still optimistic it's going to help heal something with me. As far as just my distrust in men, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, if this man can get me some clarity, can offer me a new perspective, can really just give me anything, to be honest, like, give me any fucking thing, I think that, it'll be worth it. I think that that's honestly why it's like a challenge for me, because if I'm being honest, I do struggle. Like, again, I know that there's men that have things to offer to me as far as intellectually. But, you know, I grew up with my dad telling me that I was the smartest person in the room everywhere I fucking went. So I struggle in general to like think that anybody can. And again, I learn from people all the time. That's why I have a lot of friends that are older and this and that. But I do feel like my dad gave me a weird fucking complex with myself to where I'm always like, I don't know. I just think weirdly. And so sometimes I have a weird thing of like, oh yeah, you know, only like the smartest of the smartest can influence me. But that's not true, because there's a lot of ways that, yeah, you know, I don't get all my shit together. But anyways, as women, I think, you know, the struggle with men and having the distrust is real and it's valid. And I think we all have different levels of that. I think my level of distrust is not even so much for myself now at this point, because I think I'm a grown adult. I can see things for what they are. I don't trust not just men, but women as far as I can throw them. Of course, mostly cautious around men, but I think it's mostly like having a daughter that scares the shit out of me. You know, that's why I say when I sit there and I try to think of like why there's so much harm that is done to women at the hands of women, I think, like, really, why? Like, where does this boil back to? Like, how did we get there? How did we get to this point? And I mean, I think we all are kind of pretty well aware a lot of the shit that happens to us stems from childhood. So what I look at it is when I meet a man that I really don't truly trust, I feel like I can pretty easily tell, like, oh, okay, this guy's dad was probably a fucking asshole and beat the shit out of him for fun. Or, you know, this guy hated his mom because his mom stayed in an abusive relationship and he used to watch his mom get beat on. Ooh, like, that's a perfect fucking example. Oh my God. Okay. Theo Vaughn, if you guys listen to his podcast, if you even know who he is, I'm sure most of us know who Theo Vaughn is. But if you don't know who he is, I don't know what to fucking tell you. That's not the point of this. But I listened to an episode recently because I actually truly do like Theo Vaughn. And if you know Theo Vaughn and you know anything about him, he kind of says some sexist shit. He kind of says some ridiculous shit that you're like, oh boy. But I feel like I'm not, that's what I mean when I say like I don't hate men. And like I'm not that like sensitive to that because I don't really care. Like as fucked up as it is, I have a weird kind of sense of humor in that way where I think like raunchy, out of pocket, like kind of like cancelable shit can be funny unless it's like super harmful, of course, like not like when it comes to causing harm to women, but just, you know, saying stupid shit like, oh, she's got big old titties or whatever the fuck. I'm like, yeah, whatever. That's stupid. Anyways, that's kind of more his humor. So I align with his humor pretty well for the most part, but he had a guy, who's also like a UFC fighter. Don't really know who he is anymore, but his name is like Sean Strickland. Never really knew who he was, but I decided to listen to his episodes because I saw a clip on TikTok going on about it. But that guy, oh my God, that guy, that episode was like a perfect example of like a damaged man who is so fucking damaged. He does not even recognize his own, like he was semi-aware of his traumas. But I mean, this man was like outright saying the most offensive, disgusting, like sexist, misogynistic shit I had ever fucking heard. Like, especially in this day and age, like, obviously we've all heard them say it and, you know, men make banter and whatever about it. But like, in this day and age, motherfucker, it's 2024 and you're talking about women shouldn't have the right to vote. Like, you know, women, I mean, just the most offensive, I mean, objectifying them, like calling women just whores and bitches and fucking just. It was one of those episodes where, again, I don't get offended super easily. I truly don't. Like, it takes a lot to offend me. But I almost turned it off multiple times because I was just so disgusted. Like, how can this guy, even Theo Vaughn, who I said is very out of pocket himself, was like, what the fuck, man? Like, what are you saying? Because what he was saying was just ridiculous. And I can't even reword it right now because I can't. It's been a few weeks. But if you go and listen to it, you know what I mean. But the reason I say that is because that guy was a perfect fucking example of when he started getting into his childhood and started getting into, like, how he grew up. And, you know, again, very run-of-the-mill story. His fucking dad was an asshole. He used to beat the living shit out of his mom and abused her. And he said he used to, like, wait under the table and like listen because you would think like that was the night he was going to kill his mom. And he went on to just like say that he like had lost all this respect for his mom because he just basically didn't understand why she stayed. And maybe he didn't say that. Maybe that's just what I kind of realized, because the more after I had to listen to his rambling about some misogynistic bullshit for far too long. And then he told that story. I think that's either he said that or either I don't know. Either way, it dawned on me and I said, oh, okay, that makes sense. Not that it makes sense and it excuses his behavior, but I'm like, oh, this explains it. Okay, so this man hates women because he wished his mom would have done more to fight for him and to fight for her and to not let this terrible, terrible man abuse her. And he grew up being abused and all these things, you know, so I do think in that way there is a lot of pressure on men that is a little bit different for women, as far as obviously, as we all kind of know, like just for them to feel things, for them to be able to feel things. And Ryan, my little rag guy, he's a feeler himself. And so I always want to get him to do an episode with me about things like that. I think we got to warm him up to it, though, because I mean, he's so emotionally in tune with me and I fucking love him for it. I can't walk in the room. He always says, like, I can tell if you're mad at me. I can tell if you're disappointed in me. I can tell if you're holding back tears. I can tell, like, he can tell, like, everything. He can tell if I have something in my mind just by, like, feeling my emotion. I'll walk in the house, won't be in the house 3 seconds, and he's, what happened? What's going on? You okay? Oh, you had a good day. Oh, no, no, no. Like, he's so emotionally in tune with that. And I almost want to pick his brain about, like, how, like, because he's got a great mama. You know, he does. And so I do think it matters, and I do think, you know, I do think the distrust that we as women, rightfully so, have can be improved. I think it can be. I hope so. I think that there's always, I think for the rest of our lives, I think just as women, we naturally have to always carry caution with us. But I think specifically for me, going to see this male therapist will be healing because, I don't know, maybe it'll build back that, build up that tolerance, I guess. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I just need to build up a tolerance for men because sometimes I just don't think I have a tolerance. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but honestly, that's all I've got for you. I had more I wanted to say, but I realize I'm like 25 minutes deep into this and I'm like, oh wee. I should get off here because I am literally going to Florida tomorrow to see my bestie, and I don't have a damn thing packed and I have to leave in about 6 hours. And this is why I scramble and this is why I have anxiety. I don't. Sometimes I do. But in situations like this, I like to make myself stress panic and then have to scramble last minute. And I don't know why I do it to myself. But I'm going to keep you guys updated with how my male therapy thing is going. And I'll let you know if I stick it out, if I don't. Maybe, I mean, just because, you know, this man, maybe this guy isn't going to be the therapist for me. And that's going to be fine. But, yeah, we'll have to see. Time will tell. But I appreciate you guys for being here and for listening. As always, it's all my love to you. It's all my love to you. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.